I was cooking dinner for my family. It was going to be a surprise. But when the fire trucks arrived, that ruined it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A 12-year-old boy had never spoken a word in his life. It was amazingly quiet around the house. But as a result, his parents thought he could not speak. Then came the day when the family sat down to eat. His mom placed a bowl of soup in front of him. He took a spoonful, pushed the bowl of soup away, and said 7 words, "This is awful, I won't eat it." The family was ecstatic. He could speak. His dad said, "Why haven't you ever talked like this before?" The 12-year-old replied, "Because up until now, everything's been okay." David wrote in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Psalm 68 adds, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." I like that. He loads us with benefits. Every single day, let's list some of them, celebrate and talk about them. My wife and I did this recently. Salvation, freedom, kids, grandkids, food, warmth during a dreadful cold spell. And we were just getting started. Here are some of mine that are a little out of the ordinary. Entering a bakery and breathing deeply. Ah, yes. Getting something with actual handwriting on it in the mail. Thank you, Laugh Again, listener Linda. Here's another, when someone names their child after you. My daughter named her son Aaron Philip Culp. Cool. The smell of frying onions, dangling your feet in water. Zerbets. You know what that is? It's the sound someone makes from blowing on skin. Babies can't get enough. Picking out an item you need and discovering it's already on sale. Woohoo! Getting a splinter out of your finger. People you don't clean up after when they visit. Putting potato chips on a sandwich. Waking before your alarm and realizing you still have sleep time left. Fitting that last cup into the dishwasher. Ah, yes, it can be done. Psalm 106:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 107:21 adds, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind." In a family circus cartoon, Billy is talking to his wise grandma. She encourages him to be grateful. "Always count your blessings," grandma says. Billy replies, "But I'm not very good at arithmetic." Well, you don't have to be good at math to see that piling up the gratitude will add up to a better life. An 8-year Harvard Health study of almost 50,000 women found that those who practiced gratitude had better health and lived longer. Eunice Sanborn would agree. Way back in November of 2010, this woman of great faith became the world's oldest living person. She celebrated her 114th birthday July 20 of that year, though she insisted she was 115. The party was held at her church, First Baptist in Jacksonville, Texas. Eunice charmed those who gathered by saying that she not only loved everything about her life, but she also has, quote, no complaints. She attributed her longevity to her faith in Jesus, saying, "My secret is my Savior." Well, I'm quite certain that if she had wanted to complain, she would have had ample reasons for doing so during those 114 years. She lived through 2 world wars, the Great Depression, the bubonic plague. Yet this lady demonstrated that complaining is a choice and that God daily loads us with benefits. Oh, and here's just one more of those benefits that I've noticed, and perhaps you have too. When the police officer finally passes you after driving behind you for a while.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.